Hello, welcome to the Thursday, July 30th, 2015 edition of the Sand Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. Big day today for Microsoft users. Windows 10 was released. With that, Microsoft also re-released three of July's bulletins in order to indicate that these bulletins do apply to Windows 10 as well. So after you update to Windows 10, you may see these bulletins, these patches being applied to your system. Other than that, I didn't really have a chance to test Windows 10 yet. I'm on the road. That makes it a little bit difficult to download a big updates, but the two security relevant issues that are sort of being discussed with Windows 10, one is the ability of Windows 10 to share Wi-Fi passwords with your Skype contacts and other social media friends. This is not enabled by default, but it's something you may enable if you would like to share your Wi-Fi credentials with friends. The other issue, and I haven't really heard that discussed yet, but apparently in Windows 10, if you download a patch, this patch will then also be offered to other hosts on your local network. So this is supposed to speed up downloads, also save you some bandwidth if you are affected by any bandwidth caps or such. For example, if you are on a mobile phone, you only have to download the patch once for your network. This is also something that you can enable. So this is not necessarily enabled by default. And in addition to sharing these patches on your local network, you also may share it with other users on the internet. That looks like some kind of a BitTorrent system, so still have to look at the exact documentation here. Please let us know if you run into any issues with Windows 10 in particular, if they affect, for example, security software or such that you had running on prior versions of Windows. And now you may have heard of the Tracking Point sniper rifle that has been for sale for a while now. This rifle has a smart scope that's actually controlled by a small Linux computer and can be connected to a tablet via Wi-Fi. Well, no big surprise here. The Wi-Fi access password to the rifle is guessable, so it could be used to compromise the targeting system on the rifle. Apparently, there are a number of other vulnerabilities. Now, in defense of the manufacturer here, Wi-Fi is turned off by default. However, so far, the manufacturer has not released a patch yet. They plan on doing so according to some press reports. However, they have known about this vulnerability for about 6 months now. Now, over the years, I've run into a number of attempts to use keyboard rhythms as part of sort of a semi-biometric authentication scheme. Haven't really seen anything that works very well, but it can certainly be assumed that for privacy, keyboard rhythms are a risk in that you likely type at the same speed, same rhythm. And this can then be converted into some kind of indicator to track you. Well, there's now a new Chrome extension to protect you from these types of privacy attacks. The keyboard privacy extension will essentially randomize the rate at which keystrokes are delivered to the browser, and with that to various JavaScript interfaces or so that may be used to track and time your keystrokes. And United Airlines alleges that the same attackers that also attacked the insurance Anthem and the Office of Personnel Management also attacked its databases and downloaded information about which trips people took and essentially the entire United Airlines data set. This, of course, could be used to track people's movement, but also if you ever traveled internationally with an airline, you usually entered your passport number and a number of other personal details like day of birth and such into their website. So it can only be assumed that this data has been compromised as well. Airlines are usually a target for attackers. Usually the attackers are after frequent flyer miles in order to book free flights or upgrades. In this case, this didn't seem to be the motivation of the attack. And if you're running the Bind name server, the Internet System Consortium, ISC, has an update for you that patches a denial of service vulnerability in the name server. And while we're talking about patching, apparently there are some fake Safari updates out there that trick OS X users into installing malware. And this is it for today. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.